ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पद आनश्रण्वन्नोतिभिः सेदसादनम् इदमादयन्ताम् ॐ कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्व निराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
सो दि 24th सेक्शन् ऐ गोइंग् टु स्टेट् देर् ऋषिः सनत्कुमारः प्रेसेण्टेड् द डेफिनेशन् आफ् ब्रह्म as that in which one does not see anything, hear anything, one does not know anything. I said, from that statement, yatra nanyat shrunoti, nanyat pashyati, nanyat vijanati, we have to derive a choral lesson. All these three verbs imply the transactions, functions. So, these functions are not there on the part of Brahman. And you all know very well the word Brahma implies the absolute reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness. And the same meaning is implied by the word Bhuma. So what is Bhuma? Bhuma is the absolute reality. Bhuma is a word implying the reality in terms of its nature of infinitude. So these transactions are not there means that we have to derive certain corollaries. What are they? First I said, the functions are not there means Triputi Bhedaha is not there. Knower, known, knowledge, difference. This Triputi Bhedaha is not there. So this Triputi Bheda being not there implies what? Implies Brahman being free from divisions. Absolute reality, the consciousness, ease of the nature of divisionlessness. A undivided, indivisible, partless whole. Because it's divisionless means what? Divisionless means if it is no time and space also. Because division implies what? Time being there, space being there. Divisionlessness implies timelessness and spatial limitlessness. Therefore, Bhuma, the Vastu, the reality which is free from time, space, object limitations. So, kalataha aparichinnaha, aparichinnaha bhuma, deshataha aparichinnaha bhuma, vastutaha api bhuma aparichinnaha. Bhuma is that which is free from kalataha, deshataha, vastutaha aparichinnaha, free from time, space, object limitations. Therefore, being free from time, space, object limitations is what? Being free from all limitations is equal to being limitless. And being limitless is what? Limitlessness. And limitlessness is what? Infinitude. That's what is implied by the term Bhuma or Brahma. And here, we also understood, and limitlessness is, in fact, happiness. In limitation, there is dukkham. being limited in means being sorrowful, being bound and being sorrowful, and being limitless is what? Being free, and being free is being happy. Therefore, limitlessness is happiness. This much we understood. When we understood, okay, so there's reality, limitlessness, infinitude, happiness, division, we understood they're all synonyms. Limitlessness, infinitude, happiness are synonyms, which is sarupam of the reality, absolute reality. We all understand, but no, timelessness is sarupam of the reality. There's never a time reality was not there. Never will be a time reality will never be there. Because reality alone was, reality alone is, reality alone will ever be. Vastuveva asit, vastuveva asit, vastuveva asti, vastuveva bhavishyati. Vastu alone will be there always. Okay, timelessness. And spatial limitless, spatially limitless, therefore there is no space where reality is not. So everywhere reality is, always reality is, in fact in reality time exists, in reality space exists, in reality time and space, all the forms and names existing within the realm of time and space exist only in reality. This much we understood very clearly now. We have no doubt reality is of this nature, limitlessness, happiness. But have we attained the complete knowledge now? Can we say our knowledge is complete now? It's not Purna Vidya, it's not Purnam Jnanam. Still our Jnanam is what? Isn't it? Apurnam Jnanam. It's not Purnam Jnanam, Apurnam Jnanam. Listen, definition of Brahman is presented there. We understood the Brahman. From the definition, we derived corollaries, we did understand. But still, our knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of Bhuma, Bhuma Vidya, is still what? Apurna Vidya. Ardha. Is it Apurna? Why? Because still there is a Bhedaha. What Bhedaha? Triputi Bhedaha is not there. No one known knowledge division is not there. That we understood very clearly because of this. But still at what? Still there is another Bheda. What is that Bheda? Vijatiya Bheda is there. Sajatiya Bheda is there. Swagata Bheda is not there. Swagata Bheda, like when you take a tree, now the tree itself is what now? So many, within one object called a tree, there is a branch, there's a trunk, there is a root, tap root, side roots, flowers, leaves, buds, and then fruits, unripe ones, the ripe ones. Then within that also what? Within the seed what? Seed, skin, the pulp, the flesh, differences. Again, within the flower, stamen, fragrance, the petal, stalk, so many differences. Within one object called a tree thing, within itself, that within the object called a tree itself, we find so many differences. Because trunk is not the branch. Branch is not the trunk. And these both are not the leaves. Leaves are not the flowers. Flowers are not the leaves. Within one object called a tree, there are so many differences. And such differences are called what now? Swagata Bhedaha. Swasmin, no? Vrikshe ekasmineva bahavaha Bhedaha. I can use some Sanskrit. You know why? Master tell me Sanskrit. Ekasmineva vrikshe bahavaha dosha. Bahavaha Bhedaha. There are so many differences in this very tree itself. Such bhedaha, such differences are called what? Swagata bhedaha. So now in Brahman is what now? What is Bhuma? Bhuma is yatra nanyat sunoti, yatra nanyat pashyati, yatra nanyat vijanati. Transactions are not there. Your divisions are not there. Time is not there. Space is not there. It means reality, absolute reality implied by the term Bhuma is free from time limitation, free from spatial limitation. It is always there, everywhere there. It is free from no transactions. It is not involved in any of the transaction. Not only the transaction, not only not involved in any of the even actions also. Functions and actions. Free from functions, free from voluntary actions. Therefore what? No vyavahara. Therefore what? There is no division. Understand now? You have the nature of divisionlessness, means one undivided, indivisible, partless whole, means there is no swagata bheda on the part of Brahman, Bhuma. Is it clear? Swagata bheda is not there. Swagata, swasmin gata, obtaining in one's own. Okay, so swagata bheda are not there. Right? It is partless, indivisible. But still, reality has now two more bhedas are there. What are those bhedas? Vijatiya bhedaha and sajatiya bhedaha. How? With what? What is there? What about this jagat we are experiencing? We understood the definition of Brahman. What about the jagat we are experiencing? Jagat means what? What is jagat? Jayate gacchati iti jagat. That which keeps coming and going is what? Jagat. Every day morning you get up, jagat comes. When you fall asleep, jagat resolves. Isn't it? That which comes and goes is what? Jagat. It's not there permanently. When you are sleeping, the jagat doesn't exist for you. So, jayate gacchati iti jagat. Of course, prapanchaha, it's nothing but what? All the whole entire objective universe, including our body, mind, sense complex, is what? Objective universe means include your body, mind, sense complex, isn't it? The entire objective universe, including our body, mind, sense complex, we are very clear, pancha bhautika prapanchaha, it's only five elemental model, the universe. And it, what is its nature now? The universe is what? Universe is the known. The known prapanchaha, isn't it? Jnana vishayaha. It's object of knowledge. So this object of this universe, entire universe, being the object of knowledge, the knowability of the object, knowledge, world itself is what now makes it very clear, it does not have independent existence. Known means what? It is dependent on the existence of the knower for the world to enjoy the status of being the existent. If there is no knower, there cannot be the known universe. This is a universe, and which is experienced by us. Therefore, this universe, does it, is it, what is this universe? It is jada. So, jada prapanchaha, it does not have the knowledge of its own, does not have consciousness of its own, does not have the awareness of its own. Not nothing in this objective universe now has the knowledge of its own. Doesn't have the capacity to know its own existence. No element says, I am a fire. There is no such a thing called knowledge on the part of the, any of the elements or any of the elementals, including our dearest body. Isn't it? Because everything is what? Every object here is many things put together. There's not even one object you can say, this is what this object is. Every object here is what now? The modified form of five, combination of five elements. Five elemental only. Everything here is panchabhautikam. It's a beautiful Sanskrit word. Panchabhautikam means what? Elemental. Five elements are there in every object, has what? Five elements. If analyze. So also our body. Not only five elemental, and many parts put together. Everything is a five elemental, and there are many parts also which constitute one whole. The chair means not just a board alone. Chair means many parts. Everything has what? Every object in this universe has sajatiya bheda, vijatiya bheda, swagata bheda. Isn't it? There are living beings and non-living things. So living beings form one jati, non-living things form one jati. Between the living and non-living, animate and inanimate, we have what? Vijatiya bheda. And within the living beings, we have what? Human beings are different. Okay, animals are different. Plants are different. Sthavara jangama. Mobile, immobile beings. Moving, unmoving. Sthavara jangama. Isn't it? So what do we say now? Again, There is sajatiya bheda. Within the living beings, we have living mobile, immobile beings. Plants, birds, animals, human beings, sajatiya bheda, within the living beings. There again, within the living, again, within sajati, again, it can go sajati. Amidst birds also what now? Different varieties of birds, varieties of trees, varieties of, like that, within the, again, there's a within each group, each category, there are differences. The division within the divisions. Sajatiya bhedaha. Then, and every object, as takes only one object, as a living being or a non-living thing, within also what? There are swagata bhedas. Head is different, hands are different, palms are different, thighs are different, shanks are different, feet are different, toes are different, skin is different, sense organs are, so many differences. Therefore, every object in this bhautika prapancha, you know, has these threefold differences. The sajatiya bheda subject to these differences. Sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha, swagata bhedaha. Okay, now, this entire objective universe is what a being, the elemental model, is of the nature of inertness. Jada prapancha. Not only pancha bhautikaha, it's also what? Jada prapancha. And what about bhuma? That which is of the nature of limitlessness, the absolute reality which is of the nature of limitlessness is what? Pure consciousness. Jnanam, pure knowledge is bhuma. But what about jada prapanchaha? Jadam. So between the chaitanyam and the jada prapanchaha, there is a vijatiya bhedaha. We may think, isn't it? If there is a vijatiya bheda, then what happens? There will be duality. Dvaitam. Consciousness is, and reduce the jada prapancha as what one word use it, matter. Reduce the universe into elements, elements into one word, matter. Then matter is what? Of the nature of inertness. Between consciousness and matter, if we say there is a vijatiya bheda, if this difference is not resolved, there will be duality. Not a duality, then plurality also. It will result in what? In dvaitam is still there. It is of no use for us. Why? Dvaite bandha. As long as duality is there, there will be limitation. There will be bondage. So how to have advaitam? Advaita darshanam is important for us. We need the vision of the non, the second advitiyam brahma. We want one out of secondlessness of the reality. Advitiyam. If this matter is not resolved, there will be what? There will be secondlessness of Brahman does not become established. Advitiyatvam doesn't get established. Therefore, and here we saw here the next mantra, the 25th mantra, what the author do? Here the Sanat Kumaraha, he said, instead of using the, he does not use, he because Chandogya students, he does not expect us to, he assumes that we already have done Adhyaropa Pavada Prakriya, Karya Karna Prakriya, we know what is superimposition, what is negation, so without talking about all these things, he straight away goes, he says what? Everything here is Brahma. Everything here is Brahma. All the elements are Brahma. He doesn't say that. What you see in your friend is Brahma. What you see in anything seen, isn't it? Whatever you see, anything seen is the seer. In fact, in the very beginning, when you start a kindergarten lesson, when you use this drit vishay veka prakriya, we say what? The knower is different from the known. To distinguish the knower from the known, a drit drishya viveka prakriya, the method of distinguishing the knower from the known, when we use, we say what? Subject is different from the object. Subject is, therefore, knower is not the known. Knower is distinct from the known. Then we start. But now we say, knower is not the known definitely even now. But the known is the knower. Got the difference? The problem is I'm not the body. Don't ever say that. What are you then? Say body is you. Okay? Knower definitely is not the known. But the known is the knower. We have not resolved that point. And here Gaudapada Acharya helps us to resolve that problem. Isn't it? What do you say? The whole jagat, whatever you see, the seen is the seer. The see in the front is Bhuma, Prushtataha, Purastad Brahma, Uparishtad Brahma, Adastad Brahma, Dakshinataha Brahma, Uttarataha Brahma, Paschad Brahma. Whatever is to your any of your directions, everything here is Brahma. He does not use what? All these steps and all he skips. Adhyaropa. Step 1, step 2. Adhya apavadaha. Step 1, step 2. All that are negated here. He simply straight away he says what? This is, please understand, always karya karna prakriya, adhyaropa apavada prakriya is used to establish the matter, the jag prapancha, is nothing but Brahma. Like what? Water is not the ocean, but the entire ocean is what? Water. Definitely water is not ocean at all. But the ocean is nothing but water. How do we say? If the water is not there, even when the water is not there, if the ocean can continue to exist independently without the water, then you can count the ocean as a second parallel reality. Then you can say what? Ocean is not water. But ocean is water, we have to say. Why? Because ocean has no independent existence. It's very important. Therefore, even though we experience water and the ocean, we do not deny our perception of the ocean, experience of the ocean. But experiencing the ocean itself, we can say what? Ocean is water. Which means when you say ocean is water, you are resolving the ocean, name and form ocean in the water. You are negating what? The ocean. When you say ocean is water, what is the next step? What is there is only water. What is this only water? There is no such a thing called ocean, really speaking, other than water. It's a very important thing. While experiencing the ocean, you have to say, ocean is water, step one. Then what? There is no such a thing called ocean other than water. There's only water. There's no such a thing called ocean. There's only water. How dare you say this? I'm experiencing the ocean. Yes, but can you have your ocean with it after removing the water? Will there be something called ocean? The form, ocean is only a non-substantial form. If we remove the water, there's no substance called water. There's no substance called ocean. Minus water, do you have meaning of the word ocean? No. Form will collapse, name also will go along with the form. Therefore, you have resolved it. You have resolved the ocean in the water. It is called what? It is resolving the ocean in the water. Seeing the fact of ocean being not there while experiencing the ocean, you should have the, you have to become very magnanimous to say there's no ocean at all. It's called what? Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. When you resolve the ocean, first you see the water, only then you have to resolve. Without having seen the water, can you resolve? You first see the water, then you resolve the ocean. After resolving the ocean, you say what? Water alone is. Means, Badayam Bodhaka Samanadhikaranyam. It is water being the only reality is highlighted, is revealed when it is through the resolution of the negation of the form and name ocean. Bada Samanadhikaranyam or Badayam Samanadhikaranyam. Samana means same. Adhikarana means location. Isn't it? Samanadhikaranya means for the water, for the ocean, adhikaranam is the same. Locus is the same. Not two different things. Okay? Then what we call now, you can only give the two orders of the same reality. So water is satyam. The ocean which is experience is what now? Mithya. Mithya means what? Mithya does not mean non-existent. It is not absolutely real. It is not unreal. It is not non-existent. It is what? Empirically, relatively, objectively real. And this universe enjoying, like the ocean, enjoying this status of being the relative reality is called what? Vyavaharikam satyam. With reference to ocean, water is the paramarthikam satyam. Ocean is the vyavaharikam satyam. So, paramarthikam satyam is absolute reality. Vyavaharikam satyam is empirical reality, relative reality. But still, it is not there. You can say what? What is there? Only water. There is no vyavaharikam satyam. Only paramarthikam satyam. Now, we extend the same example to the jada prapancha and chaitanya bhuma. Bhuma the chaitanyam and prapanchaha, or no, jada prakriti, jada prakriti. There is no vijatiya bhedaha. There is no vijatiya bhedaha on the part of Brahman. We are free from this difference also. Why? Because all that is here is nothing but Brahmbhuma. That he establishes where? In the 25th mantra, which I have already seen. Yes, I am just making it very clear. Last class I just said in a hurry. Today I am just taking my own time to say that. Everything is Bhuma. So, sarvam idam sarvam bhuma, which means this entire gross, inert, elemental, objective universe does not have independent existence. Isn't it? Therefore, it is non-countable as a parallel reality. Jagat has no countability. Even though not one, two, my God, how many ever are there? All the living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile beings, is in this incomprehensibly vast universe of innumerable countless forms and names, forms, innumerable objects, indicated by innumerable words, all of them what not together has to be negated, okay, as mithya. Mithya means what? It has no independent existence. It has no independent existence means what? The whole jagat is mithya, means it is not there. You have resolved the matter in consciousness. The mind boggling, very, very difficult to do that. You have to, the matter is consciousness. Previously, until the 20th section, Sanat Kumara told Narada, see this as Brahma, see that as Brahma. in visualization for meditation purpose, see everything as Brahma, he said. Now he makes him see everything is Brahma. Earlier was visualization and he had a vision. Everything is Brahma, not as Brahma. When you see everything as Brahma, it is Saguna Brahma Upasana. If you see everything is Brahma, it is Nididhya, Nirguna Brahma Upasana. See clear now? I see this as Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Each, every element is Brahma. Nirguna Brahma means what? You are not doing meditation here. You are in meditation, seeing everything. If you see wave is water, you see every element is Brahma, everything is knowledge. Everything is knowledge. Means that is being, you are in contemplation. Don't need to sit and do something separately. Isn't it? You are seeing everything is Brahma. As Brahma, you have to sit. Have to see this as Brahma. They are doing meditation, but you are in contemplation. Everything is Brahma. How can matter be resolved in consciousness? There is no matter at all other than consciousness. First you say, matter has no independent existence. Consciousness definitely is distinct from the matter. Bhuma is distinct from the matter, but not distant. There is no distance between water and the ocean. There is no distance between light and the opaque. There is no distance between consciousness and matter. There is no distance between knowledge and the known. There is no distance between knowledge and the known. You have to see that. I am giving you time to see. There is no distance between knowledge and the known. There is no physical distance. There is no distance at all. There is no distance between knowledge and the known. Therefore what? You say, the matter is Bhuma. Universe is Bhuma. We see the whole Jagat as Bhagavan, Saguna Upasana. The whole Jagat is Bhagavan, Jnanam, Vision. Isn't it? Whole Jagat is Brahma, Bhuma. And here, Badhayam Samanadhi Karanyam. So now, secondlessness of Brahman, Advitiyatvam is established. But still, one more Bheda is there. Sajatiya Bheda. Why? I am here as the knower of this universe. And I am here. I am a knower. So I am a conscious being. Therefore, if Bhuma is consciousness, I am a conscious being, a knower. Can we say this is a Sajatiya Bheda? He has to say what? No. The knower, there is no knower at all other than consciousness. What about the subject Jiva? Jiva is consciousness. The Atma is, okay, we'll talk about that later. He is using the word, okay, Jiva, there is no Jiva, there is no knower other than consciousness. We get three different, we saw in Mandukya Upanishad, a Jiva has three names, Vishwaha, Taijasaha, Prajnaha. Jiva obtaining in waking is Vishwaha, Jiva obtaining in dream is Taijasaha, Jiva obtaining in deep sleep state is what? Prajnaha. Three different names, one Jiva gets three different names. A Jiva itself is what? Jiva is the knower. Who is this knower then? Knower is only a temporary qualification attributed to consciousness. From the standpoint of the known mind, and the same consciousness enjoying the qualification of being the knower, being associated with the individual body, mind, sense complex, gets the jiva status also. Jiva is a status attributed to the same consciousness. Because, therefore, three different, all prajna, taijasa, all of them are what? All these names are attributed to consciousness only. There is no jiva, there is no knower other than consciousness. So, sajatiya bheda also is negated. And why jivaha? What is bhuma? Bhuma is chaitanyam, consciousness, pure knowledge or pure awareness. What about jiva? Jiva is also consciousness. What is the Ishvara? It's also consciousness. Ishvara is a temporary qualification attributed to the same consciousness from the standpoint of Samashti Upadhi. And Jiva is a status attributed to the same consciousness from the standpoint of the individual Upadhi. So between Jiva and Ishvara is what? Upadhi Bheda. But reality is what? Consciousness. Here, okay, there are two different things. But between, when you resolve this jiva, so, okay, this, check the name jiva, what is there? Remove the qualification, consciousness, pure consciousness. Our consciousness is what? One. There's not many consciousness, only one. Therefore, between jiva and Brahma, jiva, Brahma, aikyam. Here, they are not two. Jiva is consciousness. The knower is consciousness. The experience or obtaining in each state of experience is one and the same experience. There is another than consciousness. When you say, like what? No. The illuminator obtaining in this room, because of whose presence, all the opaque things shine, become being illumined. When you say illuminator is light, when you say illuminator and light are not two different things. Isn't it true? Minus light, illuminator also will not be there. Light is there, there is illuminator. So illuminator is light means there is no such a thing called illuminator. Illuminator is a name, temporary qualification attributed to light from the standpoint of the illumined opaque. If opaque is not there, light will alone is there means what? Light will not have the illuminated status. Isn't it? So it is temporary status. Husband is man means what? Okay, I'm talking about particular one man, okay? Husband is man means what? Husband and man are not two different things, two different people. Husband is a qualification attribute to this man from the standpoint of the woman, Sahadharma Charini. Isn't it? Therefore, not two. So, illuminator is a qualification, temporary status attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumined. Minus illumined, no status. Minus wife, no status, isn't it? Not married means not status. No husband status. Patihi, no? That's why we have to, so many yagyas are performed. Vivaha is such an important ritual for us. It is important samskara for us. Okay, so marriage is very important, not simply. Okay, that's a different thing. What I want to say here, qualification attributed. Understand now? Therefore, similarly here, illuminator is light means there's no form for the illuminator. Similarly, knower is consciousness means there's no form for the knower. There's no form for the knower. Knower is only a temporary qualification attributed to consciousness. Please understand, it's the best example. You cannot get a better example. Illuminator is light. Knower is consciousness. This must become very clear right now in the very class. You have to see this. My teaching is giving vision. I see this, you should see this. There is no knower other than consciousness. And if you refer to yourself, with reference to this yours, the world, if you see yourself, what now? I am the knower. Can you say that? I am the knower, the world is the known. I am the knower. Therefore, knower is consciousness. Therefore, I am consciousness. Knower, I am the knower. Knower is consciousness. Therefore, I am consciousness. Therefore, what now? Between knower and the... Because they are not even two different things. At least matter and consciousness, you can say. Vijatiya, here sajatiya. There is no sajatiya bheda. They are one. For aikya samana adhikaranyam. When you say wave is water, there will be wave form in water. You say illuminator is light. Resolving the illuminator, not physically. You are not doing anything physically here. Just cognitively, intellectually, you are resolving the illuminator word in the light. Because you see the fact of there is no illuminator other than the light. One. It's called Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. So, Jiva is consciousness. Jagat is Bhuma. Jiva is Bhuma. What is there is only Bhuma. There is no Aham. There is no this. There is only Brahma. There is no knower. There is no known other than Brahma. Now we call it what now? Swarupam. What is Jiva Swarupam? Jiva Swarupam is Bhuma. Jagat Swarupam is Bhuma. Swarupam. Got the word Swarupam? Jiva Swarupam is Bhuma. Jagat Swarupam is Bhuma. Jagat Satyam is Bhuma. Jiva Satyam is Bhuma. For Satyam, Paramarthikam Satyam is what? Brahma. Under the word Swarupam now. What is Swarupam? Swarupam means that's the truth. That's the essential nature. Therefore, we use this term what now? What are the innermost essence is called what? Swarupam. Said, therefore, the absolute reality, which is of the nature of divisionlessness, timelessness, you know, this being is of the nature of all pervasiveness. See, it pervades everything. Therefore, it is there's no innermost essence other than the all pervasive reality. Because of all pervasiveness, but obtaining as the innermost essence of everything here, therefore it is implied by the term Atma. Okay, sarva vyapakatvat sarvam apnoti iti atma. Isn't it? So he says, now next thing, what he does, suppose if you say, the knower is consciousness, Or jiva is consciousness. Ahankara is consciousness. What will you think? What am I? What about me? You'll ask. Well, you want to make it very clear. Every one of us is addressed by the Upanishad. That's why only one pronoun to indicate in over. Only one over. That's why all of us have to use only I to refer to our own selves as experience of the universe. Isn't it? Let us see the text mantra now. This much I had to use to prepare you. It's all repeated. Hope you remember all this. Saye vadhastat. Sahayeva adhastat. First read the mantra, then I tell the correct expression, okay? Sayeva adhastat. We are reading 25th mantra. Sayeva adhastat. When you say it, Sahayeva adhastat. Sahayeva adhastat. Sa uparishthat.
Sa uparishthat.
Sa paschat.
Sa paschat.
Sa purastat.
Sa purastat.
Sa dakshinatah.
Sa dakshinatah.
Sa uttaratah.
Sa uttaratah.
See, sa is there, visarga is dropped. Because the rule, okay? Saha. Saha uttaratah. Sahayeva uttaratah. Sahayeva dakshinatah. Sahayeva purastat. Sahayeva paschat. Sahayeva uparishtat. The yeva should be implied everywhere. Yeva, yeva, yeva. Sahayeva, sahayeva, sahayeva. That bhuma alone is everywhere. Bhuma alone is everything. Therefore, first last, sayevedam sarvam.
Sayevedam sarvam.
In Purusha Suktam, what is the word? You get that expression. Purusha ye vedagum sarvam yad bhutai yachabhoyam. Purusha ye vedagum sarvam. Purusha ye vaidam sarvam. Who is Purusha again? Consciousness. Isn't it? Why the word Purusha? Sarvam, sarvam, sarvam purayati iti Purushaha. Pure ushati iti Purushaha. That which fills everything as innermost essence is called what? Pure indwells every being is called Purushaha. That which fills everything is called what now? Purushaha. Param purayati fills. Therefore, Purushaha. That which Pure Ushati in every being obtains as the essence. Indwells every being. Therefore, it's Purusha. Okay. So, Purusha is also another word for consciousness only. Okay. So, here, Sayeve, Sahayeva idam sarvam, Saha Bhumayeva idam sarvam. That Brahma, that absolute reality, the consciousness which is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, implied by the term Bhuma alone is everything here. Iti Saheva Idam Sarvam Iti Saheva Idam Sarvam is what now? A statement of Badhayam Samana Dhikaranyam. Okay, next. Atha is what? Atha means then. Thereafter. Okay. Next. What is next? Atha you used to just mean then. Indeclinable word atha. Then. Ataha. After atha you have ataha. Ataha means therefore. Hence. Now everything is Bhuma means what about ahankara? Ahankara deshaha.
Ahankara deshaha.
Okay, so here. Now ahankara is point out now. What about ahankara? What ahankara? What ahankara? Ahankara is the knowledge of existence of one's own self obtaining in the form of a thought. Isn't it? The knowledge of ahankara is a knowledge of existence of one's own self obtaining in the form of thought. Or you can say the ahankara is the I, the first person singular pronoun. Used to refer to one's own self. I am. Ahankara. So, ahankaraha. I also told that aham, if it is actually, when you say ahankara, if the aham is identified with the body mentions complex, then there's a wrong notion you have about yourself. Adding anything to I am is also what? Ahankara. An erroneous notion every individual entertains about one's own self. I is knowledge. I means what? I is an expression of the knowledge of one's own self obtaining in the form of a thought. When you add am, I am is also what, an expression of the knowledge of existence of one's own self obtaining in the form of a thought. That is beautiful. But anything you add to that expression, I am, is what? Anything you add is erroneous notion you have about yourself, which is ahankara. But here, not erroneous notion, simply just the knowledge. What about this knowledge of one's own self? Knowledge of the existence of one's own self obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am. What is knowledge here? Ahankara means aham only here. Eva ahankara deshaha eva ahameva adhastat ahameva aham uparishtat aham paschat aham purastat aham dakshinatah aham uttaratah ahameva idam sarvam ahamevedam sarvam. Okay, so here the description of Brahman is again given as the same description is given for the jiva also. The description of Brahman is represented as description of jiva. So lakshanam is the same lakshanam. Jiva lakshanam, Brahma lakshanam, jagal lakshanam, no, same. Jiva lakshanam, Brahma lakshanam is the same. Same lakshanam. You know what now? The description is the same. Brahmeva purastat, ahameva purastat, Brahmeva uparishtat, saha uparishtat, aham uparishtat means what? Because the description, lakshanam of the jiva, lakshanam of Brahman happens to be the same. The description happens to be the same. What now? They are not two. So Upanishad expects us to understand they are the same. Lakshana samanyat lakshya aikyam. Okay, because the descriptions of two different entities are given here, description of the entities being the same, the two are one, not two. Is it clear now? Therefore, what he says now? And instead of saying jiva, 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 he is aham. Now, why now? If you say, whole jagat is Brahma, you know, whole jagat is Ishvara, what are you? Unless you resolve this aham, there is no moksha. your moksha is what now? It means aham brahmasmi. No. There's only Brahma, you have to say. Aham brahmasmi you can say. Aham brahmasmi means what? There's no jagat other than Brahma for you. Aham Brahma, you are not Brahma. Yeah. Finished, okay? Your jnana means zero. So the whole jagat is Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Is it? Aham purastad, aham uttarataha, aham uparishtat, aham dakshinataha. So ahameva idam sarvam, I am the whole. When you say I am the whole, I itself am the whole. I did knower am consciousness. So I is resolved in consciousness, knower is resolved in consciousness. No. Therefore, the whole jagat is consciousness. Therefore, no. I, consciousness, am the whole. Ahame vedam sarvam. When you say, I am the whole, this is the most abstract fact, subtlest fact. If you are saying it means, you have already worked a lot of homework you have done. You have dragged your essence hardly a difficulty from what? Dragged it from the body, dragged it from each annamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, no, anandamaya kosha, all the koshas, all the karana shairam, sula shairam, sukhna shairam, manaha, buddhi, chitta, ahankara also. From everywhere you have lifted the essence, and resolved it in consciousness. It's not physically, cognitive, purely cognitive effort. You see the fact of that there is no knower, there is no I other than consciousness. There is no knower other than consciousness. Every time I say I, that I is what? Manifest knowledge. Manifest knowledge is what? Knowledge. Isn't it? Therefore, aham Brahma asmi, aham bhuma, idam sarvam bhuma, therefore aham idam sarvam. Naikya samanadhi karanyam. You see yourself being identical with Brahma. You see yourself being one with Brahma. You see yourself being Brahma. You never become Brahma. What is the next step? You can never become Brahma. You can never become bigger than what you are. You are already of the nature of limitlessness. Already infinite reality, limitless reality. How can the limitless become bigger? Already you are infinite. Can ever become bigger? Does the illuminator become the light? Already light. This way you never become Brahma. You are already Bhuma. You are already consciousness. Only thing is, we should be able to be objective towards our own body, mind, sense complex. That is the most difficult thing. So through the Aikya Samanadhikaranyam, through Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam, now Vijatiya Bheda is also negated on the part of Brahman. Sajatiya Bheda is also negated on the part of Brahman. All the Bedas have gone. Now we have to say what now? Jnatru jnana jnaya triputi bheda rahita sajatiya vijatiya sogata bheda rahita yekam advitiyam advayam advaitam brahmai vasti. Understand now? There's only Brahma, non-dual, secondless. When Advitiyam, there is no second reality other than Brahma. Advitiyam. Negate the universe, secondlessness is established. I am non-Brahma, what? Non-duality is established. Advaitam. Okay, non-duality of the reality, secondlessness of the reality is established now. Two, two, no? when you say this, Aikya Samanadhikaranam and through Badhayam Samanadhikaranam. Hear what now? There's only reality. And if at all you say, that's why Vyavaharikam Satyam. When there's only Vyavaharikam Satyam, relative reality or empirical reality, and which is nothing but Paramarthikam Satyam, absolute reality. Like Mithya Ocean, which is empirically real, nothing but water, isn't it? So this Mithya Prapanchaha, there's no Jiva now. Jiva is Brahma. Only Jagat is there, isn't it? So the whole Jagat is being Mithya, having no independent existence, is what? Vyavaharikam Satyam. Only empirically real, relatively real. Now tell me, is there something called non-existence? There is only existence. There is no such thing called non-existence at all. Consciousness is the existence of the universe. Water is the existence of the ocean. The existence enjoyed by the ocean is nothing but water. Existence enjoyed by the known universe is nothing but the existence of the knower consciousness. Therefore, existence enjoyed by the universe is nothing but consciousness. There is only existence. There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Atha. Then, ataha. Now, it was jiva and ahankara he used. Now he wants to use the term. What about the word atma we are using? Say, bhuma, brahma, you understand all this thing now? He used the word atma. Atma deshaha.
Atma deshaha.
Eva.
Eva.
Atmaiva.
Atmaiva.
Adhastat.
Adhastat.
Atmaiva adhastat.
Atmaiva adhastat.
Uparishtat.
Uparishtat.
Atma paschat.
Atma paschat.
Atma purastat.
Atma purastat.
Atma dakshinataha.
Atma dakshinataha.
Atma uttarataha.
Atma uttarataha.
Atmaivedam sarvam.
Atmaivedam sarvam.
Iti.
Iti.
Okay, there is the teaching. Next comes the Palashruti. Savayasana, next is Palashruti. Palashruti won't see today. What is the benefit of this knowledge? We'll see later on. Because Jivan Mukti is the very beautiful lessons are coming. We'll see later on. But now, use the Atma. When I say Aham, Ahame Vedam Sarva means you have resolved the I sense, the knowledge I, the knowledge I am, you have resolved in consciousness earlier. Therefore, the same Bhuma, the absolute reality, the Vastu, I'm using all these different terms, the Vastu. Vastu means what? That which alone is Vastu. So we say Vastavam is used when, you know, really, we say as an adverb. Vastu means the reality, that which alone is Vastu. The Vastu, the absolute reality, the Paramarthikam Satyam, the Satyam, isn't it? Sadvastu, real Vastu, real reality, is what now? Consciousness, and which is of the nature of limitlessness and infinitude, implied by the term Bhuma or Brahma, is what now? Also, as the implied by the term Atma also. Why? Because of its Swarupam of all pervasiveness. Any nama rupa is in and through pervaded by consciousness. Jadam or chetanam. Chetanam or achetanam, jadam or chetanam. Conscious being or non-living thing or living thing, everything is in and through pervaded by consciousness. So it's now all pervasiveness. In fact, that which remains filling everything, reality remains filling everything. This is what Purushaha is that? Remains filling everything means what now? There cannot be anything which exists independently. There is no place where this wood does not pervade this particular form and name. The whole prapancha is pervaded by what? The reality. Because prapancha is only appearance of the reality. Isn't it true? Therefore, what we say now? Because of its all pervasiveness. So, the word Atma implies the reality in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. The word Brahma implies the reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness. Why two different words? Understand? The word Bhuma implies the nature of reality in terms of its infinitude, limitlessness. Is it clear now? But because all pervasive and every form, what is the essence, sorup of every form now? Only one sorupam. Therefore, all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essential nature of everything is implied by the term Atma. He says, Atma is consciousness, Bhuma is consciousness, Brahman is consciousness, everything is consciousness, you are consciousness, I am consciousness, this is consciousness, that is consciousness, everything is consciousness. What about the Jagat? What about all the movements, roads, drivings, motions, experiences, pains, pleasures? All pairs of opposites. All pairs of opposites are what? Brahma. Isn't it? Anger? What about anger? Anger is Bhagavan, Brahma. Desire is Bhagavan. Ragadvishas are Bhagavan. Evil is Bhagavan. Good is Bhagavan. Bad is Bhagavan. Everything is Brahma. Right action is Bhagavan. Wrong action is Bhagavan. Blessing is Bhagavan. Punishment is also Bhagavan. Pain is Bhagavan. Pleasure is Bhagavan. Everything is Brahma. Everything is Bhagavan. All the movements are the real movements then? A whole ocean itself is mithya. What about the wave? Wave is also mithya. Wave namarupa is mithya. Ocean is mithya. Water alone is satyam. What about the wave moves? No, I also see the dance of the waves. Movement is also mithya. You mean there's no real movement at all? I experience the movement of the waves. We experience. Who denies your experience? We value your experience. Respect your experience. Without denying your experience, with due respect to your experience, what do we say? All the moments you experience are mithya. Wave itself is mithya means, what about the movement of the wave? Which means, there's no real movement, there's no real motion on the part of waves, because wave itself is mithya. Mithya means what? There can't be something called movement of the wave independently without the water. There can't be wave itself independently without the water. Satyam is only water. Therefore, all the waves dancing is what now? A seeming apparent motion on the part of motionless water. In the same way, all this whole jagat is what now? Cosmic dance of Bhagavan Nataraja is what? Seeming motion in one motionless, non-dual, secondless consciousness. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.